Press the record button first. So we won't do any questions. We'll just go straight into the coaching session. I'll
Okay.
help you out. Yep.
Okay. Thank you. Holly, how are you today?
I'm good. Can you hear me okay, Pascal?
You're coming in very clear. So
Okay.
my coaching style is both encouraging and challenging, although sometimes I may bring a little humor into the exchange, but not to laugh at you, but to sort of lighten things up. Because sometimes we take ourselves too seriously. Now I well, that's true for me too. Now I don't necessarily need a lot of content information because I'm listening for the process and structure of what you're saying. So I may interrupt you. Is that okay to do that occasionally? And so we'll do some exploring. So this conversation provides an opportunity for you to be real with yourself. So what is it that you want to get out of the session today that give you the most impact?
Well, I realized that how I've been spending my time, say not working on my coaching business is directly tied to how strongly I feel in my abilities to earn money from coaching. My belief is because I don't spend my time wisely, that I don't feel strong in my abilities to earn money in coaching.
So you have a belief about your ability to earn money in coaching, which you don't think is something you is strong enough that you don't believe you can earn money in coaching? Is that what it
Yeah,
is?
and unless I learn how to spend my time wisely while working on my coaching business. There, for some reason, those two are tied together. I have, because of how I spend my time not working on my business, I have little faith that I can earn money from coaching because I don't know. That's just what it feels like to me.
Is that like a paradox? In one case, you find yourself not spending money, not spending time, rather, on your coaching, and that indicates to you that you don't really believe you have the ability to make money. But on the other hand, if you did feel like you had the ability, then you'd spend more time on coaching.
It's okay. Let me think. I have the ability. It's because so it's more like I don't have faith in myself because when I don't spend my time wisely, then to me that indicates that I'm not taking myself seriously enough on a very serious topic of moving forward in my life and earning more money. So to me it's the equivalent of disbelief that it's probably never going to happen because of how I spend my time. So,
So, what do you mean by spend your time? Spend your time
well,
wisely. What does that mean?
let's just say it means setting aside 8 hours a day. Let's just say there an hour goes towards coaching someone, an hour goes to benchmarking, and then an hour would go to work on marketing. That's just 3 hours. And then 2 hours, maybe 3 hours, would go to my other job, which is massage therapy. And let's just say there's 2 hours in the day to exercise and do other stuff.
So you
And,
have so you don't think so that's what it means not to spend wisely. You're not spending
Yeah,
enough
yeah.
time doing the coaching.
Yeah, right now I'm just coaching I'm coaching people. I give buddy coaching. I'm showing up for the trainings. But when it comes to that let's say that's 5 or 6 hours in the week. The rest of the time I'm just thinking about working on my business.
So what does it mean to spend your time wisely on coaching? How would you know you were spending your time wisely? What would you be doing differently?
I would be seeing myself not just thinking about it, but actually doing those things I just talked about. Using that 8 hours means to me doing dedicated things to move myself forward in my coaching business rather than to just think about it. So what I do instead is I go off and goof around. I'll watch TV. I'll talk to
people.
Okay,
so what do you want to have? Given that you don't feel, it sounds like you don't, you can correct me, that you don't feel you're spending enough time doing coaching, and that seems to indicate to you, that you are questioning your ability to earn money during coaching.
Yeah.
What do we need to work on today? What would be important to work on today? Which aspect of this?
Well, it feels like I need to understand the connection I have between those two beliefs. So,
the belief is
unless I work my business time wise, I'm not going to develop the faith in myself it's a little bit vague, I know, but it's just like this. I'm stuck in a paradox so for today's session, maybe it's to talk about the paradox. I mean,
so you want more understanding about this paradox?
Yeah.
About the amount of time you spend, you know, wisely in your terms, and the faith you have, and the relationship between the faith you have and your ability to coach. And
turn money, actually.
The faith to make money during for coaching.
Yeah, yeah. They just go hand in hand in my mind.
It's yes. So you then again to reiterate, you feel if you made money in coaching, that if you had faith in your ability to make money, then you'd spend more time in it. And if you're not spending more time in it, then you don't have faith. So that's the paradox.
That's the paradox.
So what do you believe about having this paradox?
Well, I know that it does not serve me. I know I'm tired of it. I'm so ready to make that first dollar from coaching. I know I can coach people. It's not about coaching people. It's about me working on my business to move forward. So, it's that right there. Well, there's just like this sadness in me that I don't take myself seriously about working on the business to move it forward. It's like maybe it's around me needing to create more of a solid base to move my business forward so that I can get people in my coaching funnel to coach. 'Cause right now I'm stuck in my own funnel.
So you believe you have to have a certain ability or a certain faith or a certain something before you can bring coaches, before you can actually...
Well, yeah. Like right now, I'm ready to coach others and to charge money for it. But because I'm just doing a little blogging right now. So when it comes to working on my website, there's not much there.
And so what is it about the sadness you feel about this? What does that remind you of?
Well, it just reminds me of it's like the dam that builds up. It builds up, it builds up, it builds up, it builds up. I do all this work to improve my skills and to get beyond, mainly to work on skills and to get transformations. I just keep doing more of that and more of that and more of, and then I do less work on my website, so that it just there's all this build up, and it's all like a big dam behind me, and I can't make the leap to believing. I guess it's believing in myself that I can create a coaching practice. I guess it's that.
So if you were to believe in yourself, you can create a coaching practice, what would that do?
It would let the dam break. it would poke a hole in the dam, starts to flow.
Let's imagine for the moment that you're sitting at home and you're going to go to sleep for a while, and then we're relaxed in maybe someone to give you a massage for a few minutes, and you're sort of relaxing and not thinking about this for a while, just thinking about maybe looking outside at the beautiful sunny day, or and you decide to take a nap, and when you wake up, you open your eyes, and a miracle happened. The dam is no longer there.
Mm-hmm. I would be working on my business. I'd be working on my website.
What else might you be doing?
There's not anything there. So.
Ah.
Wow.
No people to coach?
No, just what's there right now is just working on the website. I'm happy and I'm glad to be doing that. Beyond that, there's not anything there.
So what is it? What do you think about that?
I'm kind of struck. You know, as in really, there's nobody there. So what I think about that, I just think that's really sad. There's just me working on my website. I'm alone.
And no one else there.
Mm-mm.
And
no.
What cost is this to you? What cost does it have?
What cost?
COST. What cost in your life?
What cost does this have?
This experience of just being there with no one else but you working on your website. And feeling sad.
Yeah, it is. It's really weird. So like my heart really hurts. So it's cost me that.
Mm-hmm.
It costs me a lot of time on the inside, like. Be, you know, talking to myself about what I'm not doing. It's costing me money. So
what would you want instead?
Well, it's almost like I don't want, it's more like I'm really stuck. So what would I want instead?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't even want to think about it anymore. I just want to be able to open the floodgate and go do what I want to do and love to do and not think about it. I don't want to have to work on this website. I hate it. I hate working on websites.
So you don't want to think about working on the website or doing that since you hate it.
Mm-hmm. I do. I hate it.
So we talked about getting an understanding of situation that's going on now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have enough of an understanding to know what's important, why you want to coach, or why it's important to feel differently?
I'm just going to step in for a moment, Pascal.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So Holly, right now, are you doing your problem? Is this the state that stops you from doing anything and that gets you to watch TV and do other things?
Yeah.
Okay.
I really just wanted to be easy, and okay. It's not.
So here's what I'm hearing, and that might be a little bit confrontational, but what I'm hearing is that you're not actually doing the things. You're working maybe a little bit on your website, but other than that, you're doing other things. You're working on your massage. You're doing the trainings. And then you mentioned there's nobody there, and that puts you into like a that state where you kind of like, you just want it to be easy. What I'm not hearing you say is that the things that you're doing to actually interact with your clients so that you get clients.
Right.
Can you say that last part one more time?
I'm not hearing you talk about interacting and communicating with potential clients.
No, I'm not.
So is that what you're avoiding?
It could be avoidance on that part, and then it could be me just thinking I need to have certain things in order before I can interact with clients.
Okay, so is that an excuse?
That could be an excuse. Because I thought about just going out there and finding people to coach, so that I could have a sense of moving forward rather than being stuck.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a possibility. I don't know if it's an excuse or what it is. So is it not interacting with potential clients?
Or maybe that you've simply been focusing on things that are not getting you that make you feel like you're doing a lot of work, but they're actually not the things that are going to get you the client.
Yeah, I think it's more like that. They're not actually getting the client. They're not actually going to get me the clients.
Okay.
But I feel like that's something that needs to be done before I can go get the clients.
Okay.
And then it feels like the website. It's not true. There's people that start businesses on a Facebook page. So it's more like I want to skip the Facebook page and I don't think that's it. Because I think they could just be excuses. But I really don't know.
What is it that you really don't know?
Is it an excuse not to interact and go out and get clients by being focused on the things I have been doing and not doing? Could that be an excuse? Yeah, it can. Because I go into kind of like a crappy state thinking about that. Yeah, okay, let's just say it's true.
That's an excuse. It's true, that's an excuse.
Yeah, let's just say it's an excuse and go down that funnel, even though I don't want to go down that funnel.
Oh, so that's so you don't want to go down that funnel.
No.
Okay, so it sounds like there's some energy there.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so is that where we need to go?
Yeah, let's go down the funnel.
Okay. So I just have a few more questions, and then I'll let Pascal take over. About what you mentioned, that you're just going to do other things. like watching TV. How does that work? Because I heard you say that you have, you want to spend time wisely. You know how you would do that, what it would look like if you were spending time wisely.
So I don't know. I just go off and do other things. So I'll read articles. I'll do research. I'll start to write an article. Then I'll stop writing an article. I it's almost like I'm stuck in doing it right. Something about doing it right.
Okay. Tell me about that, doing it right.
So let's just say right now I'm going to write an article today. And it's going to be on a like a all or nothing pattern, specific to my target audience. And so I'll write the first paragraph, and okay. And then I'm like, I'm stuck on, is it good enough? Is it worded so my audience can understand it? I just get this like a big glob of energy in my body, and then I'll just go off and mind map. I'm avoiding working hard at writing a news article.
Okay.
Because it doesn't come natural to me, and so. And the first paragraph is good, but then after that, I'm stuck.
Is that so? You mentioned that for writing an article, is that the same thing that happens with working on your website?
Yeah.
Okay. So what happens is that you write the first paragraph, then you start asking yourself these questions. Is it worded so that they can understand? Is it good enough? Which means that you get this big glob in your body.
Yeah.
And then you go and do something else because this doesn't come natural to you and you want to avoid working hard.
Yeah.
Okay. So is this how you are stopping yourself from actually doing the things that you need to do to get clients?
Absolutely.
Okay. How is that working for you, Holly?
Well, guess what, Femke? It doesn't work for me.
I mean, you get to watch lots of TV. That must be fun.
Oh, sometimes it's fun. Yeah. Yeah, I'm all caught up on my programs. They're getting kind of boring. Yeah, it's not working at all well for me. I know that it doesn't work.
Okay.
I know it's costing me. I know it's a cop-out.
Okay. But?
But, yeah, it's like the big but.
But you don't want it to be difficult? You don't? Or you
don't. I don't want it to be difficult anymore. I just want to sit down and write an article and post it and not be worried about punctuation and grammar and flow and
it sounds to me like you're really good at making it hard for yourself by asking those questions. Is it good enough? Is it worded so that they can understand?
Yeah. Are you like saying I've mastered that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
So
you don't want it to be hard, but what you keep doing is you're making it hard for yourself.
Yeah, consistently.
Okay. So now knowing that and you're consistent at that, what would you like to consistently do differently?
Well,
that'll help you get clients. That'll help you take the steps that are going to get you clients.
Well, I want to write that blog. I want to write that blog today and be done with it, and I want to have fun.
Okay.
I know how to write about the problem state really well, but when it comes to like what the solution might be in that article, That part, I don't know. That's the part I'd like to be easier.
Okay. So, you've mentioned easier. You want it to be easy several times. What specifically do you mean by that? When is something easy to you?
Well, I don't want to give myself a hard time about it. By being stuck in those questions and making it hard for myself, I quit and tell myself I can't do it. So I don't want to do that anymore.
So let's say you don't know the solution in the moment. You're writing the blog. You can write about the problem stating you don't know the solution. How are you going to think and feel about that? That's going to make it feel easy to find it. What are you going to say to yourself?
Well, what am I going to say to myself? I'm going to Well, I'm going to blow through it. You know, I'm going to blast through it and just write it. So I'm just going to blast through it and write it. Like, set the timer for 30 minutes and just blast through and write.
Okay.
Holly,
I'm just really curious. What is easy, like, if something feels easy, what does that feel for you? How does that feel for you?
Easy is when easy for me was when I wrote the little blog for my Facebook page, I chunked way down and I wrote one paragraph and I found a picture. That was easy for me to do.
Okay.
So I think easy is manageable.
Okay. How does and I'm hearing you speak about chunking it way down, so you know that chunking down makes something easy for you?
Yeah.
Okay. And so you're chunking it down. As you're writing your blog, what does easy feel like?
Well, easy is like there's not a lot of pressure like on myself and in my body about doing it right and getting it right. It's easy is when it eases up.
Okay.
And I write that paragraph and then I say, okay, I can live with that. Yeah. And I can count that I wrote that one paragraph. So easy for me is when I have follow through on posting an article. So maybe easy is looking through a different filter because I have written articles before and I thought they weren't good. And then I went back and read them and I said to myself, somebody else wrote that. So my filter around when I write something, if I could change that filter, that would make it easier. So
yeah, and the filter would be
the filter would be I can do this. So I do intellectually understand that the more I write, the easier it's going to get. I do understand that it's a skill, and skills take time to develop. So I guess for this next time around, on the blog article, I could write two paragraphs and say to myself, I can do this. The more I see myself do that, the easier it gets. So then it's not about perfection.
Okay.
It's just it becomes it's more like a living energy or So if it's not about perfection, then it becomes very much about what it's really about, which is moving forward and gaining an audience to interact with. Because it's a lot, to me, it's a lot of fun to interact with people. I really enjoy that aspect of it.
So actually, then you get to the fun.
Yeah. Okay. I do.
Okay. So I'm just going to interrupt you for a moment.
Okay.
What I'm hearing you say in where you make it difficult is that it has to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That you're making it hard by asking yourself questions. And I also get the sense that that's where you're discounting and away from motivated.
Yeah.
And also you're making it, rather than chunking it down, you're making it really big.
Yeah.
And you mentioned all or nothing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? And so and in the other one, you said I'm chunking it way down, which is actually rather you're moving then from all or nothing to incremental steps.
Mm-hmm.
You're counting, and you're also looking forward rather than and what you want to move towards, because it's a lot of fun to interact with people.
Yeah.
Rather than moving away from it not being good enough and trying to avoid that.
Yeah.
Okay. So imagine doing that, Holly, in writing your blog and working on your website. How much easier, as you chunk it way down, as you count the things that you're doing and saying to yourself, I can do this. Skills take time to develop. And I'm moving towards something. I'm moving towards what it's really about. Because it's about interacting, and that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I like that much better.
If you're doing it that way,
mm-hmm.
and you're writing something, and maybe it's you don't have the answer just yet.
Yeah.
But you're looking at it through these filters.
Yeah.
What difference will that make for you?
Well, it makes the one that makes the biggest difference is interacting. That's what it's really about.
Okay.
That makes the biggest difference for me.
Okay, so that's the one that makes the biggest difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so now we have like a contrast. We know how you have been doing it and how you want to be doing it. What is it that you need to get out of this session?
Well, now it feels like I got what I needed.
Okay.
So maybe commitment.
Okay.
So that's my strategy. So I'm changing my filter.
How solid is this? So when
it's actually, I would like to have more solid is interacting with people and getting to the fun. That's what it's really about. So I would like to make that more solid.
More solid as a frame?
Yeah, as a frame. Yeah.
So on a scale from 0 to 10, how solid is it right now?
I want to say it's a 4 or a 5.
Okay. How solid do you want it to be so that you feel committed?
I want it to be like an 8 or 9.
Okay. And what do you need to get? What is it that you need to do to get from a 4 to 4 or 5 to an 8 or a 9?
So it feels like I need to be like led down a future timeline a couple of times and test that out. I think that maybe to come up with some more supporting frames about that and just go higher up into that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe so stronger anchor I don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
So to get from a 4 or 5, where you're at right now, to an 8 or 9, you would like more supporting frames and to go higher up.
Yeah.
To anchor that.
Yeah.
And higher up means higher frames?
Yeah, it does.
With that? Okay.
Yeah.
So you'd like higher frames, anchor that, and then go into the future and test that out.
Yeah.
Okay. In what specific context can we test it out that lets you know that we actually have a change?
Well, later on today, let's see, just later on today, I'm not quite sure my timeline. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to be writing, okay. And posting. That's one.
Okay.
Let's say the other one might be writing one more paragraph for my website.
Okay.
And it might be when I start getting that feeling of overwhelm. It could be. You know, to bring this frame into that, that could be.
That's exactly what we're looking for. Because those are the situations where you normally avoid. So, so overwhelm, like what you have been doing up until now, overwhelm happens when?
So it's like when I think about it. So I will get my I'll mind map on it, and then if I'm sitting at my computer and I'll start to write it out,
mm-hmm.
and then so the overwhelm starts to happen when I go back to like dig up the seeds, and is this word right? Is that word right?
We don't even, I'm guessing that you don't even want to go there because I'm hearing that that's the discounting.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
I don't even want to dig up the seeds. One seed's okay, but come on, you know, let's plant some trees. Let's plant some apple trees somewhere.
Okay. Okay. And so that's after, mostly that happens like after you've written the first paragraph?
Yeah.
Okay. What is it that you want to do instead of digging up the seeds?
I just want to be able to write and then make some changes, do a grammar check and practice. I want to practice doing that and then posting and not being concerned about, perfection. So it's kind of like the practice thereof. And I do know out of those small paragraphs that get posted comes a page.
Okay. So that sounds like another frame, another.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So after you've written the first paragraph, so later on in the day, you're going to write, and then after you've written the first paragraph, you want to test out those new frames, anchor them, and make them stronger.
Yeah.
So that you can post.
Yeah. Exactly.
Is that going to be the test?
Like
you're going to be posting?
Yeah.
And how will you be feeling when you're posting?
I'm going to be glad.
Okay.
I'm going to be patting myself on the back. Like, look at what you did, Holly. I'm just going to be so proud.
And what difference is this going to make for you if you're able to do that? You're going to be so proud?
A huge difference. A huge difference because then I'll have a page.
Okay.
And then I can move on to the next page. So that's huge.
And if you can do that.
Yeah.
What opens up for you?
Well, it opens up my audience. It opens up for me anyway to hear people clap. You know? It opens up an audience.
And if it opens up that audience,
then it invites people in.
Okay.
And gives me the opportunity to to coach and tell people about my program. And
So are you then able to have faith that you are going to be making a living, that you're able to make a living, make money out of it?
It feels like it opens up the doors to that possibility. It feels like that it is a reality that I've been working on for a really long time. Mm-hmm. It feels like me taking self-accountability and self-responsibility for that.
Okay.
I think for myself, another frame at another time would be around identity. So I tend to see myself more as a healer than a coach. And okay. So
that would be something in the next coaching session.
Yeah, yeah. And okay. And just to look at those frames. Because so you open the door, you invite the people in, you tell them about your program, you're able to coach. That is a kind of a healer. So
very good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's, I'm hearing that's for another talk for the next time to make it even stronger.
Yeah.
And right now the outcome is to have at an 8 or a 9, this frame of like interacting with people is what it's really about.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be finding a few supporting frames that make it go even stronger. Anchor that in and test it out in the future. And as we're testing out, the test is going to be when you're actually posting this afternoon.
Yeah.
And you're glad about it.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you going to do this?
Yeah.
Is this ecological for you?
Yes.
Okay. Anything stopping you?
No.
Okay. So then we've got an agreement, Holly.
Woohoo!
Perfect. Okay.
Thank
you. So Pascal.
Yes.
Did you notice what I did?
Yes. You actually went through a strategy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And went to a small piece of it.
Right.
About writing. And found out, hovering, you know, got an outcome about going, or at least a tentative one, about going from a 4.5 interacting people to an 8.9. And then worked around that. Specifically how something else would be related to that.
Yeah. So we grounded it because before it wasn't grounded. So then now we've got something to test and we've got the steps that we're going to be doing. What now is the coaching part?
I think one of the pieces of coaching might be to look at the interacting with people piece and finding out what that means and what's important about that, and maybe what's important about that to get higher frames around that.
Yes.
So how that might be, yeah.
So we're looking for supporting frames that make it even stronger.
Right.
What else is part of the coaching?
The other part would be what does it mean to be a healer and what does it mean to be a coach, and how does that relate to our identity? That's another frame. That's another
So that's actually another coaching conversation.
Yeah, but that will be another conversation, but that will be another place to, because it seems, if we're talking about this, it seems like belief in your ability or belief in an ability and fear of not having that ability and what it means to be a coach and what doesn't mean to be a coach and why one stays in one place and doesn't move forward to another, that's something would be to work on.
Yeah. So what I wanted to show also is that if you go through the well-formed outcome questions, your client, and it's going to be co-creating, you're co-creating this with your client, is you're going to figure out the steps. So what Holly said is that she wants more supporting frames around the, what it's really about is interacting with clients. She wants to go higher up and make those stronger. She wants to anchor that and then take it into the future and test it out. So that's the coaching part that we're now going to do, is just those steps. And then we're going to test, does this work? Like, does it feel like you can just do a paragraph and post it?
It seems to me it takes there's other beliefs around why it's important to write and how that brings you clients. That I'm wondering about how that's related to actually coaching people.
Okay, something that comes up.
That might be something that comes up because there's a beliefs. There's beliefs in place that if I do X, Y, and Z, then I will have a successful coaching in business with these clients, and I will be coaching. But I don't see the second part. I see, you know, I don't see how what the relationship is between writing a blog and having coaching clients.
Well, she's posting them, right?
Right.
So what she said is that it invites people in to coach.
Does it? That's my question. Have there been people that come and that's what I would wonder.
Well, I guess that's also because I know like Holly is going through the program with me.
Right.
That it's one part of her funnel.
Right.
So that's in order to get people to know about you, you need to kind of, that's like one part of interacting. If you don't post them, then no one's going to read them.
Right, but does it work? Has it worked? That's all. I mean, I understand that. I understand a comprehensive strategy for setting up a business and going through the blogs.
Well, and you can check that with her.
Yeah,
obviously.
That's what I would. Yeah.
That's what you can check. But what I've done is like, hey, if you have all of this, is this what you want to get out of the session? And then that's the only part, Pascal, that we can check.
Yes.
So if you blog and you post that, how is that going to get you clients? Other than that, we're just going to go through what Holly mentions as the steps. And the identity comes later.
Yeah, yes. Okay.
And the reason why is because we only have an hour.
Yeah.
And the identity is too big of a chunk to fit into this hour. So that wouldn't be realistic. And that's why I also said, so that's something for next session. Mm-hmm. That also helps you kind of figure out, oh, hey, we don't have to do everything in this session, but I can park it for next session.
The other thing is understanding the strategy for this small piece or writing a blog is also the bigger strategy, related to the bigger strategy of coaching overall. So in other words, knowing that what you get into, you listed all the meta programs that were in place. And those also are there for other aspects of it also.
Right. Yeah.
So identifying those and working on it and overcoming those or changing those for blogging could influence other aspects of coaching, the coaching process.
Exactly, because she mentioned that it's the same for writing her website and things like that, and that's what we can check. Are there any other areas where you that you avoid because you actually make it difficult? Do you do that anywhere else?
Right.
So that would be a good question to ask. Because then you can spread it out right now, and that's what we're doing. We're grabbing one little thing and grounding that, so that we can have a test and we can practice, and we create a different strategy, and then we can spread it out in other areas where she's doing the same thing and making it general. But we can only do that by taking an example.
Right, makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Nice. Mm-hmm. So
Holly, what do you think of what we said so far?
It's only by my getting more specific and then, you know, grounding that in a context and then taking that out into other contexts that I can know more, I guess, or have more potential.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's good.
It makes it, this is actually where it makes it actionable.
Yeah.
So, hey, Pascal, would you like to finish the coaching session by doing the coaching part?
I have no idea at the moment. Other than understanding more about why, you know, interacting with people and why it's important, and then going back to the putting the higher frame onto the writing the blog pieces, so we can do that.
Yeah. Because ultimately, I don't know how she would like to anchor it, but yeah, we get the higher frames. Partly why it's important, but also what do you believe about that makes that true?
Yeah.
Because then what we're doing here, Pascal, is not just important, but if you remember in the APG pattern of installing a new belief, mm-hmm. Is meta yes. And so what we're looking for here is frames that will confirm that lower, that say yes to that lower frame.
Say yes to what lower frame?
To the lower frame of what it's really about is interacting with people. So then we ask the question, what do you believe about that makes that true?
Okay.
And you go up the layers there. And then take it into the future, to this afternoon. Get her to anchor it, and then you're done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so Holly.
Yes.
Before we ask that question, what does it mean for you to interact with people? Let me get better understanding. What does that mean?
To me, it means it means moving forward. It means I get to use my talents. So what does it mean? It becomes more of a living energy interaction implies something's happening instead of being stuck. So I'm interacting with people. I'm actually charging money. So it means I believe in myself and in my capability to make a difference in the world, to be like a positive effect on the world, rather than staying in my lighthouse. It means believing in myself that I can make a positive difference in the world.
So interacting with people means to you that you can make a positive difference in the world.
Yeah.
And what needs to be true in order for that to be true?
I need to be doing it. I can't rest on my laurels. So it's a living, breathing plant. It's living, breathing life that's waiting to be born and put out there in the world. So I'm putting myself out into the world.
So you need to be doing it by putting yourself out into the world. That needs to be true.
Yeah. It's instead of me hiding behind a blog and resting on my laurels, I'm not doing that anymore. It's like I've set myself free from the bond. I've set myself free from self bondage.
So what needs to be true to putting yourself in the world is to set yourself free from self bondage.
Yeah. So many people in the world do that to themselves. Ugh.
And what needs to be true for you to set yourself free from self-bondage?
What needs to be true is the energy is around. I'm actually interacting with the people. So what needs to be true is I'm doing that. That's all that comes up is I'm doing it.
Okay, so we're cycling about doing it, putting yourself, and also setting yourself free from a self-bondage.
Yeah, setting myself free and other people setting themselves free. It's like a chain reaction. What makes it really true is if I can set myself free, then it's also possible for another human being to do the same thing for themselves. And then that's just something that goes on and on and on and on around the world. So it's helping people set themselves free according to the model of their world. So there's nothing like freedom from self-bondage. There's nothing like it. And
so how strongly do you feel you have that belief that
it's really strong? It's strong. It's 10. It's what's that word? It's not even questionable. It is a just is.
And when you think of that and being in the state of having that belief, mm-hmm. what do you think about blogging this evening or your blogs?
Blogging then becomes a trivial way that I was holding myself in bondage. Mm-hmm. It just becomes a trivial method of doing that, and it's like, really, Holly? Oh, that's too funny. It's like, really? It's like, all you have to do is you know, go poof, and down comes the wall. That's how ethereal that had been. So
it's not there anymore, the wall?
I'm not going to say it's not there. It's just not as strong. It's just trivial. It's a trivial excuse. It's like me looking at a teenager not wanting to clean their room, but mm-hmm. they want to watch TV. I'm going, really? How much effort does it really take to do that?
What's there instead?
Triviality. So it's like what's there instead is me going, really, really. It's what's there is triviality. It's like in the middle of the night having to go to the bathroom. I want to sleep, but I really need to go to the restroom. So my mind's going, really, just get up and just do it so you can get back to going to sleep and to the stuff that's important. So that's what's there.
And so what will you be doing next then?
Well, when I sit down to my blog, I'm going to write my blog. I'm going to have a good time because it also becomes more about the journey than the destination.
Ah,
so okay. And I'm going to set my blogs up in a more organized manner so that they support me in writing content for my webpage. So I have a belief that if I write my content well, I can use it more than once in different areas. So
how do you feel? What would you say from 0 to 10 you felt strongly about writing your blog in this way?
Well, when I sit down and I just write it, mm-hmm. I'm like it's like really strong. And then, so when I tried to put the frame around it of organizing it for content on my website, then I started to get nervous. So the frame I need is is like a free flow. I need to just practice free flow writing.
So you mentioned that helping people set themselves free, helping yourself set yourselves free. How can you anchor that frame?
Oh, how can I anchor that frame? Just by, this is free flow writing. I'm in a free flow state. There's no expectations here.
Will you be saying that to yourself, or what will you be?
Yeah, I'll be saying it to myself. Because this is a free flow. It's the free flow state. So there's no expectations here. This is about enjoying it. This is about the journey. That's how I would propose to anchor it.
Well, let's think about anchoring it. What if you were thinking of writing a blog right now, that you had one in front of you? Maybe you had a topic in mind. Maybe self-bondage. Maybe this is a topic you could think of for writing.
Yeah, self-bondage is an interesting topic. So I wrote just a paragraph on what adrenal fatigue is. So the next paragraph is just about how some people are stuck in like an energy depletion cycle. So I'm just going to write a little bit about that, maybe 100 words, and I'm going to post it. So that paragraph feeds into the first paragraph, and that just seems really easy to do.
And what would be important about this blog?
Posting it.
good.
Posting it and counting it, and then
counting it.
Yeah, and I do. I go out and ask my children to like it and things like that. So. For some reason, a clapping audience of likes, a couple of likes, is really nice, too.
Okay, is there any other frame you need?
No.
At the moment?
No.
Okay, Fempi, I think we did a little coaching here.
Nice. Yes. So, Holly, how does that feel for you?
It feels good. It's ridiculous to me what I do to myself. It's just ridiculous. So, you know, just by getting it out of my head, and it's really helpful. Thank you.
So are you now going to write your blog this afternoon?
Oh, yeah. You'll see it posted.
Very good.
There will be solid evidence.
Very nice. Okay, well, thank you very much, Holly.
Thank you.
Oh, I had one last question. Are you able to count? Do you know how to do that?
I'm able to count.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's go to Helga and Christian. But thank you also, Pascal, for going through the coaching. Really nicely done, by the way, on how you helped her through the steps and anchored that and tested with her. How true is that for you? How much of a state are you now in? So really nicely done.
Thank you.
Christian and Helga, do you have any questions or insights that you'd like to share?
Yeah. Helga here.
Yes.
I think Pascal, he does it very well. He is going down more concrete, and he's pressure down more concrete and concrete. And so suddenly he changed, and he go up and up and up and up. So he's good at both things. So
yes.
I have something to learn from that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice. And about like because what we wanted to do here is to also show what happens after the, you know, after you get the outcome.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously.
So to co-create, that is a process that I like very much, how to find the new frames that are instead of present frames.
Right, yeah.
To test out what are the frame or what do you need. So I like this process, yeah.
Yeah, very nice.
To co-create and create a better future, I like more that maybe that than to analyze. Only analyze and
yeah.
How we can improve something. I like that.
And yes.
I agree that is the process or the conversation of exploration of a new skill or to co-create a new skill.
Yeah.
To create a new strategy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe you also mean that to find a well-formed outcome. I'm struggling with that. So it could be to clarify something, or it could be to decide, or it could be to plan. But maybe when you come to co-create, that will often not be in the well-formed outcome. I ask because several times Femke has said to me when I coach, you have not found a well-formed outcome. Oh, and maybe I jump too fast into the co-creation process or the planning process for that is how we change the world,
yeah.
I think.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, like ultimately, what I also wanted to show is that the coaching becomes quite easy because once you've taken your client through the well-formed outcome and you've grabbed something, and if you notice, we could have done, like, we could have like also grabbed the identity and something else right now.
Right.
That would have been too much in the time frame that we have. So I also wanted to show, hey, you know, if you do a coaching program, you also need to know, okay, what are we going to grab hold of today? And especially if someone later in the process where you're already close to having the outcome brings up a completely different topic or that is also very relevant, then we can say, oh, that can come up for next time.
Yeah,
so that your client can focus here and say, like, we're going to do this today and then check if that's valuable for your time.
Yeah.
It makes it a lot easier because you don't have to try and fit everything in 1 hour.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But I think that's a really good insight, Helga, that maybe you already start to do the co-creating rather than finding the outcome and then doing the co-creating.
Yeah.
So this is just about how are we going to get you from A to B and the steps and stages in between.
Yeah. So when we came to the when we come to the question of identity, I agree very much. We did not have enough time for that when we have used so much time on the other things.
Yeah. And the other things are also important. So, so this is like the first step. And then we're going to build on that next time by working on the identity. And then it's going to solidify it even more. That's why we do a coaching program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I see one way I do it with my customers is when I have the first introductory session, I try to find a coaching program that is maybe this is one thing we have to talk about, and this is another thing, and this is a third thing. And so after this first session, I ask for the next meeting, which issue do you want to work on? And I try to get the customers to focus on that and find that out. And so when I come to the second meeting, I ask what will be the issue today? What do you want to get out of this session? And then we take one thing, and I agree that when other things come up, I say, okay, this is interesting. Maybe you want to take this for the next time.
Yes,
and they maybe say yes.
Yep, exactly, exactly. Nice. Was it useful?
Yeah, very much, very
much. It was useful for me too.
Good, good. That's good to hear. Christian, was it useful for you?
Yes. But I have a few questions to ask.
Very good.
One is, in the question, what needs to be true in order to that frame is valid? Is that a meta question?
Or
is it a clarity
again?
Question?
Say that again.
What needs to be, Pascal asked, what needs to be true in order so that belief is also what's important for you? I don't remember. So it was kind of checking question on a meta question.
That's a meta question.
It is a meta question. It's framework.
Yeah, it's a meta question. Okay.
Because you need to go to truth, like higher up. So she needs to go in and out to be able to answer that question.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in the same register, I think you, Femke, asked, what difference will it do? Is that a meta question too, or is it a clarity question?
Meta question.
Meta question. Okay.
Yeah. So a clarity check is if, for example, she used easier. And I don't know what specifically that means. So tell me about easier, or tell me about trivial. What specifically does trivial mean to you?
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, and then I can ask, the fact that this is trivial, and that means this and this and this, what difference will that make for you? So she needs to take a step back from trivial and look at it through the frame of difference to be able to answer that question.
Okay, and a last one, you, Femke, said that it was about, I don't remember exactly the context, but you said that's exactly what we are looking for. And so I guess it's a supporting, but I don't know how to categorize that.
Oh. I think also that's partly also framing, like because of what I said afterwards. Is that what we want is for her to have access to these frames in situations where she's now being challenged and avoids, so that she doesn't have the avoiding anymore. Because it's easy to have these frames when she's not challenged. And so in that moment, like that's exactly what we're looking for. I just mentioned that, okay, this is the... So I just added another frame.
Okay, that's framing.
For her.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, Christian. Okay, any other questions?
Not for me.
No other questions?
Me neither, yeah.
Okay. So I don't know about you guys, but I'm really looking forward to seeing Holly's blog this afternoon or for the rest tomorrow morning. Because we are going to be holding her accountable, of course.
Right. Of course.
Of course.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Okay, so for 2 weeks from now, I've made a change in the timing for this call. It's going to be on Tuesday rather than on Wednesday at 11 p.m.
Do you mean 11?
11 a.m. I'm sorry.
Your time. Yeah. Okay.
11
okay.
a.m. And that's then 2 p.m. Eastern time.
Right. Right.
8 o'clock in the evening in Europe.
Okay.
So.
That's fine. That's fine.
Good. I'll send a reminder on the Monday as well. Okay. Well. Great to have you on the call. Great job, Holly and Pascal. If, in the meantime, you have any insights or questions that you would like to ask, you can post them on the Facebook group, and we will be meeting again.